though the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 2nd, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Hard to believe it. We're one-third through 2020. Did you know, if you read nationalvanguard.org, they have a writer there named David Sims, and he wrote some time back that, did you know that when Jews are convicted of serious crimes such as raping children, they often go to a special federal prison that is reserved almost exclusively for them? Instead of a madhouse, like most prisons, the cells are more like college dorms. They get catered to. The government even makes sure that all their food is kosher and high quality. Well, this past... I had this story last week and didn't do it, but Yeshiva World reported the entire federal prison camp in Otisville, New York, is being sent home due to the coronavirus outbreak. And did you know this includes, I know everyone knows this, right, because it's been all over the mainstream media, this includes Donald Trump's Jewish lawyer, Michael Cohen. They sent the entire prison, prisoners home, and they use the justification of COVID-19. I just wanted to get that out. Also, Jason Mustafa, now you might remember I did this story, this is an update to a story I done a couple of months ago. A New Jersey history teacher of Egyptian descent has had his appeal in a lawsuit alleging discrimination at the hands of the principal at his school tossed out of federal court. The dispute began in 2017 when Woodbridge High School's principal, Glenn Lottman, lobbied local superintendent to have him fired. He was terminated after he allowed students in the class to question the Holocaust and whether the Mossad aided al-Qaeda during the 9/11 terror attacks. The students were questioning the Holocaust and the legacy of World War II on their own. Ally only encouraged the students to engage in critical thinking without any ideological input. Public schools supposedly protect the First Amendment, yet in this case, Ally was punished for merely allowing students to read their papers out loud. So he was fired. In this case, the ACLU, he had reached out to the ACLU. They didn't mind at all that he was being fired in this situation. They wouldn't assist him at all. During his trial, he argued that he had a First Amendment right to set his own lesson plans, and his students had the right to examine history from whatever perspective they saw, having the most compelling evidence. The judge in the case said he did not, and Lottman had the right to fire him. So, you know, you can connect the dots on that one. We can see. You can question most anything, but you cannot question everything. Isn't that the scenario that the mainstream media and the government and the courts give us when anyone tries to do any critical thinking or investigate the history of World War II and the Holocaust? Just totally incredible. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in, go take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. You can talk about these issues, anything else. I'd like to get your input. Didn't have time to get everyone on last week, so, and I feel bad about that because a lot of times the last callers has been holding on for 30 minutes, and I try to get everybody on. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. Also, I've got a story here. I don't know if I'll have time to get it in, but David Icke is under attack now. David Icke is under attack as we speak. We're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. We got Daniel in British Columbia coming up. Paul, how you doing today? What is on your mind, sir?
Hello, Farron. Farron, you know what's interesting is changed, you know, actually the core ideology of many conservatives and even people on the far right like Andrew Anglin. You know, a few months ago, before the coronavirus, on the Daily Stormer, you'd hear or read about, you know, Andrew Anglin, you know, fantasizing about a, you know, apocalyptic scenarios and how we need to burn this bitch down, right?
And now, Paul, he would Ebola Chan. You know, he was always talking about Ebola Chan. Yeah, go ahead.
And now here's the perfect chance for his Goddard Dammerung that he fantasized about, and yet he wants to go back to business as usual and maintain the status quo. In a sense, he's kind of turned into a Rush Limbaugh before our eyes. And it could be because he's got Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's been doing well the past few weeks. And because he's famous, he's got lots of girlfriends. And so it's funny how, you know, once you get some wealth, then you become a conservative because you want to conserve your wealth or your position, you know. And so that's what I think is funny about the conservatives. Now remember what happened in the history of this disease. And I think you might remember my calls in early February where I was very alarmed about the coronavirus. And I'll tell you why. Because remember back in February, right, we were told, you know, that the disease was coming out from a level 4 bioweapons lab. But at the same time, even today, we're told, oh, don't be alarmed, don't wear a mask, right? We saw films of the Chinese dressed in biohazard suits dragging bodies away, but don't be alarmed and don't wear a mask, right? We heard stories of clouds of sulfur coming from Wuhan incinerators, but it's just the flu, bro, right? And we saw videos of what looks like bodies being dumped into Chinese landfills. And we're told, oh, it's nothing. Go back to life as normal. So let's be honest about this. You know, we've been having conflicting reports about this. So conflicting reports are going to give you conflicting opinions. And so now you have some conservatives, right, who are suffering from this cognitive dissonance, it's called. And they sit there and they tell us, oh, it's not a big deal. It's just the flu, bro. And I don't want to wear my mask. But let's go bomb the Wuhan biolab, right? Or let's start war with China because of this harmless flu, right? Or else let's demand reparations from the Chinese because of this harmless flu, right? They want trillions of dollars to shake down the Chinese. And so that's what I'm saying. There's so many contradictory opinions on this. My opinion's changed as the news and events have changed and the reports of the death toll have changed, right? But I'm a conservative, and one of the elements is of being a conservative is to err with caution, to be caution. And so when you hear about some biolab leak coming across in airplanes from China, I was very alarmed back then. Now we're finding out, yeah, it kind of seems like it is a flu, worse than normal flus. And so I, you know, am a person who wears a mask because I don't want to infect complete strangers, because part of being a conservative is to also be responsible for your actions. And so as I walk along, people may not be aware of this, but you're spreading virus when you're breathing. When you exhale virus, and it can go as far as 6 feet away from you. Those are all medical facts. So I would hate to think that because I didn't wear a mask and I breathed on some old lady, that later on that day, that old lady contracts the coronavirus I gave her, and she dies from it. So I wear a mask because I think it's an act of consideration. I think it's what a conservative would do, to err with caution, and also to show respect for complete strangers. And so to conclude, I urge some of your listeners to look up the work of Dr. John Campbell. He's an actual physician. He's not a nurse from Florida, right? He's a physician from the UK. And he discusses about wearing masks in a video called To Mask or Not to Mask. And he basically enlightened me on this. And I think people should consult it and see what he's saying about it, because, like I said, I think it's just being considerate to others.
What was his first name again, Paul?
Dr. John Campbell. And he gives regular reports on the status of the coronavirus. And I urge people to watch that. It's called To Mask or Not to Mask. And you'll get an understanding of what is really happening when you breathe, cough, or sneeze. And how, you know, one sneeze can spread your virus 30 feet away from you. And it can linger in the air for quite a while. And lastly, before I go, I'd just like to remind people, you know, our founders suffered from a very horrible airborne virus, and it was called smallpox. And I would remind people that our founders would take draconian measures to fight that deadly disease. And if they knew that masks worked back then, I guarantee you our founders would have mandated masks back then also.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Paul, if you listen, and I know you do, because I can tell, but if you listen across the board at the information that's coming out from Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Andrew Anglin, I mean, it is so across the board, the information is from one extreme to the other. And for me personally, looking at the news every day, the stories change so much. I mean, really, we're wading in a complete disinformation program, because it's hard to get your foot on solid ground. You know, last week when Art was on, we were, you know, kind of making light of all of the vast amount of symptoms that they have floated, that, you know, corona toes. I think it's really bad in New York, you know, but New York's a filth hole. You know, they were letting their homeless ride on the subways, which is where the essential caregivers were supposed to get back and forth to work. And Cuomo, just this past week, as far as I know, it was the first time he said, you know, we need to start routinely defilthing the subways overnight so we can get the homeless off there. Well, I mean, what more of a recipe do you need for disaster than having that scenario? But I appreciate it, Paul. Always appreciate your input. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just to say that the rules for managing this disease should vary significantly between people who live in urban environments and rural people. And rural people really can be much more lax about it, because they have lots of space and they're healthier, because, you know, they're going to have cleaner air and they're going to generally have a lot of space between people. So it's not as much of an issue for rural people. So the rules should be applied differently for urban and rural dwellers. And on that note, thank you very much, Farron.
Hey, thank you, Paul. Well, I think he's exactly right. I mean, the situation in where I live in North Carolina is drastically different than a couple of counties over, Mecklenburg County, where Charlotte is at. It really should be up to the county commissioners in each county to come up with what the response for that area should be. Like I say, right now we've got supposedly 4 currently in isolation sick, and we got an entire county, all the schools closed, can't go to church, you know, this whole scenario going on. I think, I don't know how many is infected in Charlotte, because they don't report that. All they report is the cumulative number, which I think is 1,400 or more at the moment. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. We've got Daniel in British Columbia, then we've got Dave, David, and Rick coming up. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind, Daniel?
Oh, hi, Farron. A brief update. Try and be quick. Going on here in Canada? We've got 70% of our meat production, our meat packing and processing facilities shut down. And this little communist son of Fidel Castro decides, during this time when the government's supposed to be spending all their resources and time protecting us against COVID and the economic crisis, he decides he's going to ban all semi-automatic weapons in the hands of law-abiding citizens. And he chooses the International Day of Communism to do it, May 1st. This thing totally looked like a false flag. I don't know if you heard about this, but a guy went on a rampage, I guess maybe because he was locked up, who knows, locked in the COVID lockdown. He dressed as a cop, drove around in an unmarked police car, had a police-issue weapon on him, among other weapons, so we're told, and he just went house to house, shooting people and burning down their houses. And the cops are supposed to give emergency alerts, like if there's a bear in the area. This is like sort of a rural, idyllic postcard little part of Canada where everyone knows their neighbor. This guy knocks on your door dressed as a cop, and I guess he walked in and started shooting people. So they usually put out an emergency alert, and no alert because the police couldn't figure out what to say. So this thing smells like a false flag, and here we are with, you know, they're going to probably force vaccines on everyone. Who knows, right? That's what our future holds up in Canada, and it's coming down to you guys. If you get Hillary Clinton or Biden or anyone else in office, that's it for you guys. Now, this Trudeau guy, his biggest financial backer is the Bronfman Crime Syndicate. And I don't know if you know, but Claire Bronfman, the daughter of Edgar Bronfman, was just indicted and arrested for her participation in the Nixium sex slave cult, where they were branding women with irons. So this is the kind of government we have. And, yeah, I just thought I'd put that out there.
Wow, Dave, that's really interesting. Let me ask you two questions. One, how is the people reacting to this gun ban? Is there outrage? Will people, you know, protest in the streets, or will the people accept it? And two, what is happening in your area with regards to the coronavirus? How is a lot of people sick or no?
There's empty hospitals and the usual. You know, first responders are getting parades, you know, meanwhile, they're getting laid off at the same time because, you know, the hospitals aren't doing normal operations for people that need, you know, liver bypass or liver transplants, I should say. And there is a petition now to reverse this ruling by Trudeau. And, you know, even people that don't care about guns, they're like, you know, this seems like an overreach. And just the fact that the speech that Trudeau made seemed like it was, you know, made months and months ago. And I don't know. I think it's coming to you guys. I think, you know, this is the New World Order right out in the open. And they chose this particular time when, you know, nobody can really say nothing because they're locked in their houses.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, it's incredible that all of these areas, other countries as well, said that they were going to prepare for the hospitals to be jam-packed, so they put off all these other surgeries. I know several people that's got things pending that they need to have done, but can't have it done. Now that we got more of a, you know, a focus on what the real numbers are, they're still not doing any of that. They're not calling, you know, I know someone that's waiting for back surgery. They're not calling them up and saying, hey, we're ready to schedule that. They're continuing this, which is really conditioning the people to accept their enslavement and, you know, just a gigantic power grab by the government. And they're also simultaneously down here, Dave, preparing us for the advent of mail-in ballots in elections. And I can't think of a scenario that could be more easily rigged. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, just on that ballot thing, for sure, you know, they're going to have a lot of these mail-in ballots in predominantly conservative ridings are they're going to be disappearing, and you're going to get a lot of mail from people that live in cemeteries voting twice. That's my feeling about that.
Absolutely. I've got music. Thank you so much. We're going to come
back.
Thank you. And we'll have Dave in New York, David in Iowa, Rick in Fort Lauderdale, Tom in Utah coming up. Back a moment.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. I wanted to say a friend of mine, a really smart guy, looked into getting one of these bailout loans, which is a windfall for the banks, by the way. And he said that the you had to dot the I's and cross the T's for that thing to be forgiven. So I wonder how many businesses will end up with these loans. The government will say they didn't comply, and that in itself will end up bankrupting them. Dave in New York, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I'm fine over here. I'm glad you were able to get up so early to do your show. I didn't realize you're in Utah.
No. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh yeah. You were talking about North Carolina. You did mention Utah just before the break. Sorry about that. I see here going on a lot of talk back and forth, a lot of confusion, and people arguing and holding to different positions. And I think we ought to just step back and say, hey, well, you know, what's really going on? Let's look at the data. And you know, my opinion isn't important. What's going on is important, and I think the bottom line of what's going on is really economic, and it's worse than economic. Just read Revelation, and it's more like that. But that's just the various layers, and the first layer we're hit with is the layer of COVID-19. You know, is it real, et cetera? And I wanted to comment on the doctors in California, Bakersfield, Erickson, and the other fellow. Well, Erickson admitted there that he's staying up till 2 in the morning. Reading and studying,
before this, and these are urgent care doctors. So I think he's a bit tired when he gave his presentation there. But I've heard different analyses of this, and when I first heard their presentation, it was rather puzzling to me being a scientist. They said, first of all, one thing he said was initial models were woefully inaccurate. They predicted millions of cases of death, not of prevalence or incidence, but death. Now, I've read over Neil Ferguson's paper from the Imperial College, and many people are commenting and writing articles about this and saying he predicted 500,000 deaths in the UK. But he also predicted 5,600 deaths in the UK. There is a whole table at the end of that article. And I've written PhD level publication, so this one was very easy to read in that regard. The only complicated part is all of the control measures that are put in place, which ones go with which column. So first of all, what was predicted here was if nothing is done, there would be many, many deaths. And so something was done. And we can't really know what would have happened if nothing was done because we did something. Okay. So that's the first point. Did you want to comment at all on that?
No, feel free. Go ahead.
Okay. So then they said, so if you look at California, these numbers are from yesterday. We have 30. This is a transcription of their talk. I happened to listen to the talk before it was taken down, and then Zero Hedge transcribed it, and Mike Adams also published some of it. So he said, these numbers are from yesterday. We have 33,865 COVID cases out of a total of 280,900 total tested. That's 12% of Californians were positive for COVID. What? When I heard them say that, he's jumping. His logic is not there. That was not 12% of Californians. That was 12% of the people who were tested. Now, who was tested? Well, good question. So, further, Mike Adams' comment, I will just read his comment because I basically agree with it. He said, the problem with the explanation, the sample of people who are being tested are, of course, the people most likely to have symptoms or who believe they have been exposed. It is not a random sample of the population at large. Again, this is Statistics 101. And then he says, accordingly, you can't extrapolate the positive test ratio among symptomatic or high-risk people to the population at large. Yet this is how they arrive at the wrong conclusion that you have a 0.03 chance of dying from COVID in the state of California. I don't know what 0.03 actually was. I'd have to divide the numbers if that was 0.03% or if it was 3% that they were saying. I mean, they even would misspeak and not be clear in their discussion. So, you know, I find a problem with it. Mike Adams, a scientist, finds a problem with it. Chris Matheson, a PhD in neurotoxicology with an MBA from Cornell University, or Chris Martinson from peakprosperity.com, he discusses the whole thing at length in one of his talks. And basically, these two guys are estimating that COVID-19 is probably 10 to 100 times more lethal than the flu. And you'd have to listen to their talk to see what they're saying. I don't know if I would agree with that or not, but that's merely what they're saying. So, now, Chris,
correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, but wasn't those doctors dividing the amount that had died by the population of California to get that number? Wasn't that the way they were doing it? The number of deaths?
Yes, I believe. 1,200, they said, we've seen 1,227 deaths in the state of California with a positive, with a possible incidence or prevalence of 4.7 million. Well, no, they got the incidence of 4.7 million they calculated from 12% of the entire population of 39.5 million being infected. Now, that 12% was 12% of the people who came in to get tested and were approved for the test. I know that here in New York, it's very difficult to get the test for many people. And I've heard that, you know, but other people can just drive up, you know, and get tested in certain places. So, you know, there's a variability there. But I don't suspect, I mean, this 12% of Californians being positive for COVID is not a random sampling. I mean, they didn't randomly sample 12% of Californians. They sampled those people who came in to be tested, the people who came into the emergency room, people who came into the urgent care centers, and people who may have some other way gotten a test. So I think there's an irrationality in their explanation, running on 4 hours of sleep a night or something. But, you know, the urgent care doctors, I don't get it.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much, Dave. You want me to hold you over? You want me to hold you over the break? I got music.
Yeah, sure. Make some comments. You know, I'd be glad to, you know, talk to you for another minute.
We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Then we've got David, Rick, and Tom Tony coming up. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. I'm joined by Dave in New York. What I would have to say to that, I believe, Dave, is here in North Carolina, we've had 378 deaths, unless that's changed since I last saw it on the news. Maybe it's went up a few, whatever. But we live in a state of about over 10 million. I think it's about 10.5 million now. And the population of North Carolina. So out of that 378 or a few more, whatever, probably, I don't know, I'd have to look into it, but probably a good majority of those, half or better, probably 65 and older, or people with varying, was unhealthy when they got it, perhaps. So I think statistically right now, what we're looking at, you would have to say that the statistic of your possibility of dying from this is rather low. So I get
that's true, but under lockdown.
Yeah, and
you're
on
lockdown somewhat.
It could all change. It could all spike and get, you know, be way worse once this thing opens up. But I can tell you, in the rural area I'm in, we're under a supposed lockdown, but I mean, pretty much, other than people not going to church, a lot of people are just carrying on like nothing's happening. But go ahead, sir. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word, and then we'll move on. I've got a full bank of calls, but I appreciate your perspective.
Not a problem. I think that their major point was, let's stop the lockdowns. And I certainly see that we have to get a way out of this. People do have to get exposed at some point, and we can't kill everybody by not shipping food around. So I would just direct you to Chris Martinson's Why is the News Still So Inaccurate, for his comments on that particular article. Do you have an email address I could email you a little of this information so you could review it in your spare time?
Yes, sir. TheAlternativeMedia@yahoo.com. Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. We're going to go to David in Iowa. Then we've got Rick, Tom, and Tony coming up. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello?
David, how you doing?
Oh, well, there you are. I called in several times on this book on a history of Zionism. The Power Hour seems to be having some shutdown problems of some kind. Inside the front of the book is a phone number, 239-218-4028.
Is that number to the Power of Prophecy, 239-218-4028?
That's the publisher.
Is that Tex Mars' book?
No, it's edited by John Larson Shudlick. It's not a Tex Mars' book, but they did handle it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they still are, but they're having some shutdown problems, and you might have trouble getting through them. One other thing, I just made a new bumper sticker, 3-line bumper sticker. The top is end goal of, second line, virus creation, colon, third line, Georgia Guidestones.
You sent me the picture of your car?
Yep.
Yeah, I got that. That was good.
Yeah, this is a good bumper sticker. This is a good get people thinking.
Tell us the name of that book again, David.
A History of Zionism, 1897 to 2020. This is John Larson Shudlick is the publisher. Shudlick. That's his phone number, that 239-218-4028.
Okay, hey, thank you so much for that. I haven't looked on the I get the newsletter from Power Prophecy, but I haven't looked to see what books they're carrying recently. But it sounds like from you that is something that is interesting reading.
Yeah. I've had a subscription. They've been sending me things for 20 years or something. Every month, I think it is. Yeah, it's always a good newsletter.
We miss Tex Mars, don't we?
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. That latest book of his, I got that ordered. I haven't gotten it yet. The one on the Psychopaths. The one on Psychopaths. That should be a good book.
Oh, I bet it. And that will be the last book that was written by Tex Mars?
I think it is. I think it is, yes.
Interesting. Anything else you'd like to add, David?
I guess that's it. Except you have good calls. You always do.
Hey, thanks, thank you. Yeah, I got several emails last week about the callers, about you guys. All complimentary. Rick in Florida, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hey, Warren, great show. I hope this show is archived so I can listen to it again. Let me give you a little background on myself. I'm a retired criminal investigator, and I used to be, I guess we used the term bodyguard for a billionaire. You had a caller coming in from Canada, and this isn't what I called about, but let me touch on this just in case he's still listening. The key to success with this investigation, because you and I need to be the investigators, okay? We're not being told the truth, and I'll explain, and I know you know, but I'll explain where I'm going with that. The guy who did the shooting, the common denominator is always the shooter is high on serotonin retake inhibitor SSRI medications. The people in Canada that want to look into this independently, because you all need to be the actual investigator on the ground. Get the information on the guy's psych pass, his psych meds. You'll have the smoking gun to put you in a direction of this. If this thing was a guy that just lost his mind on psych meds, on SSRIs, or was this thing pushed through somehow? Was it a production? Was the guy coached? And the basis of the information you're going to find is, who is the guy's psych? If it is psych meds, who is the guy's psychological medical person that he goes to? I don't know if that if you're still there, if you hear that. But
Okay. Yeah, I know. So, and many times in these cases, we find out that these mass shootings, the guy's got psychological problems and some varying drugs. But go ahead, sir.
Right. So today actually is on USA Network, which advertises through the show. I actually almost dropped my coffee on my foot when I heard this. But knowing how propaganda works, this is an actual news report that came out today on the 2nd of May. Unnamed government official, which is your first cue that this is propaganda, which is referred to as managed news. It's created. Unnamed government official has said that the COVID-19 did not occur in a lab, that it was naturally occurring. But that is very, very alarming. Because if this administration is not going to debunk that, and they're supporting that, that's very scary. Because we know that, number one, three nations came out and showed under biomolecular microscope that was a chimera virus, meaning that it's been enhanced in a lab with HIV-1 is the outside shell coating, right? And HIV-1 has not been in regular population since it's metamorphosized decades ago, which means it came from a lab. The people in India, the scientists showed that this thing, this chimera virus of multiple RNAs, was put in a lab and fused together through cultures. You have the medical doctor, the biologist who worked against Fauci, turned state's witness against them and saved all their information, even showed that this stuff was all cultivated. That's what her job was, to create viruses to build vaccines. So now the government or someone somewhere is saying that an unknown government official is saying that this chimera virus with an HIV-1 fused molecular RNA occurred in nature. This is very, very, very alarming because, number one, either they're trying to get the people who created it off the hook. Number two, they're trying to get China off the hook because it's a bioweapon. What is going that? This is like the most critical news that we cannot let get by because they're trying to placate. Nobody in your audience is going to buy that for a second. But if they keep pushing this, regular people are going to say, oh, this happened in nature, and it's going to take them down from a level of we want justice to let's just deal with it. It's very, very scary. We need to find out why that they're pushing that, and if this administration is not doing anything to refute that and they're going with it, it's even more scary because this is the first glimpse we've had of a real red flag coming from the current administration trying to cover something up, and this is a bioweapon.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, everyone that listens to RBN or listens to alternative sources of news understands that. But you do. Mainstream media is still trying to push. Donald Trump, I believe, yesterday said that he believed it was, it came from the weapons lab. But he's went on to say he didn't know if it was accidental or intentional, that type of thing. But for the normies out here, yeah, everyone needs to understand the reality of this. And I don't know if you – did you hear in the first hour the story I did about the Nobel Peace Prize scientist that had came out and said that, it absolutely was created in a weapons laboratory somewhere?
There you go. Right. I was aware of the story previously, and I am so glad I refound you. I haven't heard your show in a little while, and I've been, really trying to focus on all these things going on. And I found you this morning just by turning this on. And I'll make sure I make a note of it for when you're on, because I'll never miss your show. But it's very, very alarming. And I mean, we're left to guess. Is this to push the fake vaccine? There's multiple avenues here, but apparently, what it looks like is people are going to get off the hook if we let them push the issue of this ship is not going to correct itself. I think where I was trying to go to with this is. We need to be the ones on the street. This is the perfect opportunity to be the ones taking the street back. Put on your mask because you have to wear a mask, right? Okay. So now you have some anonymity for all that bio. I can't remember the term they're using now when they scan your face for a video profile because I know the software is out there and it's something where they take a look at your face and then they are able to measure it and show who you are, but I can't. The term escapes me at the second. Yeah. But
facial recognition.
Facial recognition. Thank you so much. But this is the perfect time to go out there because leave your cell phone in the car. get out there as a big group and protest all these things. Protest gun control, protest this stuff. You know, make it so that you're not going away. You know, because you know the food crisis is coming. And if the bad guys are telling you to stay inside, you need to be protesting. Because
they are here in North Carolina. They're having pretty much daily protests, and it's happening in Michigan and California, and it's going to continue, especially as things worsen and as the supply chains break down and people start panicking. Let me give you the last word. I got several people I want to get them on before the end of the show, but good points. I really appreciate.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up. But lastly, you need to be your own Minuteman Press. Put out your talking points, print it out on paper, hand it out as flyers. This is the only way we're going to beat the media that's trying to control people's thought process. We have to go back to the early times and start printing out your own flyers with talking points. Get the information out.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tom in Utah. Tony, you stay there. I'm going to get to you. Tom in Utah, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
I'm just going to say we're choking at gnats while swallowing the elephant. By the way, the more knowledge you have, you know, a little knowledge is dangerous. The more knowledge you have, the more dangerous, until you finally admit that there's either a piece of knowledge you don't know or until you do know all the important facts. Anytime I hear a guy with a title or if he has a Nobel Peace Prize, I already know he's suspect, because what is the motivation of most scientists? It's to get that Nobel Peace Prize, and they will... You know, we have that statement that says, figures don't lie, the liars figure. And everybody's beholden to their fellowship. Let me tell you, I know that. By the way, I'll tell you this, I've handled a lot of dead cadavers, and I'm still alive. I've handled a lot of viruses, and I'm still alive. Why? Because you handle only those that are dead or denatured, the ones that have lost their ability to replicate. And we're swallowing the droplet, the aerosol droplet. We're choking at the aerosol droplet while we're swallowing the BS, the bullshit. And all of this stuff I've heard today just drives me cuckoo, because nobody ever gets to the fact that these organisms cannot survive in the environment. I worked with the Hunter virus team down in Four Corners. By the way, I told James yesterday that the Native Americans in the Four Corners have been having a high death rate. Why? Oh, well, let's see. There's a lot of Chinese tourists that go through the Navajo Reservation, correct? You think so? No. Are there people touring around? Are the natives having a lot of individual or person-to-person contact? No. But they do have the vaccine program given to them last fall for the flu. They also have the BIA-delivered flesh and food. So they are suffering the real consequences of a non-person-to-person infection.
Okay,
am I still here?
Yeah, go ahead. We got about 2 minutes to the break. They're yours, and then I'm going to come back with Tony. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I just say, nobody's been told the actual facts about this viron. It has to be transported in the body of a bacteria. The virus does not have wings or legs. It can't go anywhere on its own. It's inanimate. It has to be delivered. The boat or the delivery system is like a boat. That's the bacteria. The bacteria carries about, on average, most coliform bacteria will carry 20 virons inside. It's like you put your mines or your mortars or your hand grenades in the boat, but you have to have somebody drive or operate that boat with a propeller through a liquid to get it anywhere. Either a high viscous liquid or a low viscous liquid. It has to be a liquid. So how do these organisms get from one individual to another? It has to be through something that has a liquid, and also it has to have the shielding of a complex hydrocarbon that acts kind of like graphite or like a lead shield over a nuclear reactor. That hydrocarbon is CHO 2746-1. That's cholesterol. So a virus to get anywhere has to be in a bacteria and has to be shielded by cholesterol. Otherwise, the sunlight, the oxygen, the cosmic particles will denature it within seconds if it's outside of that envelope. Nobody's ever told you that. So you're swallowing the elephant and the bullshit that goes with it.
Well, thank you so much. I've only got about 10 minutes left, and I got a full stack of calls. I appreciate the phone call, Tom. I don't pretend to be, you know, an expert in virology, but I appreciate the information.
By the way, the slicker talk of the scientist, the more you know he's lying. The real scientist, you know, his focus is in the microscope. It's in the laboratory. They're not good communicators.
Thank you so much. We're going to come back. We've got Tony, Dan, Michael, and Bruce. We'll get as many on as we can. We'll come back with Tony in Chicago. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio. I just got a email. Watch Rick Wiles' show April 29th. They have an interview with Judy Mikovit, PhD, where she tells how Fauci destroyed her career. In case I will check that out. Tony in Chicago, thanks for holding. How you doing today, sir?
Yeah, fair, man. I know we're. I'm gonna go. Two things. I'll go super quick, but I just want to ask you: is Frank still with us?
He is. I talked to him this week. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I'm really glad to hear that. I didn't think he was going to die. I don't know why he's in hospice. But anyway, we don't have time. Look at Rick Wiles, TrueNews.com. I don't think you watched this yesterday because of your somewhat calm demeanor, but let's face it, you're in a great place, my friend. I'm glad you're living where you're living, okay? And you can basically forget about it. It's easy to forget what's going on where you're at, okay? People need to listen, watch the Godcast yesterday. Worshiping God is essential. Churches demand end to lockdowns. In a nutshell, he has a friend in Michigan that was listening when the Godcast was going. The guy, probably some pastor, had a conversation with his congressman. The congressman told him there was a conference call, okay, with the governors of New York, New Jersey, California, Illinois, okay, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and all the other big Democrat communist states with George Soros, who's ready to croak, but he's running this whole operation against us, and there's absolutely, positively no plans to end these lockdowns until 2021 at the earliest. And that's right out of
Richard. Tony, are you saying that's yesterday's True News?
Yes, yesterday's Godcast on True News. Please watch it. You will get out of this thing with shivers going through your body. We are in, as I said last week, we are in a full, in these big Democrat communist states, we are, and I know Trump is in on this, we are in a full Jew coup against white America and against churches. Okay, and I'm going to tell you something. I can't really say that a lot of these Jew-loving, Israel-loving Christian dupes don't deserve what they're going to get, because they went with the synagogue of Satan. And a lot of them are going to go with the synagogue of Satan to the very end when they're starving to death. Okay, we'll know by the end of the month if it's going to be Holodomor. And if you don't know what Holodomor is, that's when these satanic Jews spawn a Satan, starve to death 7 million Ukrainians right after the Russian Revolution. Okay, I'm sorry. I see this coming. I hope it doesn't come. We'll know by the end of the month. Okay, protesting, big protest in downtown Chicago. I'm not fighting this war here. Okay, I'm leaving. I'm getting the hell out of here. This is conquered territory. I tried. I tried with Art Jones. These people suck, but I give them credit. The normies were downtown, about 1,500 of them. Pastor Eli James of Eurofolkradio.com listened to his show tonight. Okay, he's a friend of mine. He's a local here. Okay, I'm going to give the site out. AmericanRevolution2.org. American Revolution, the number two. Okay, American Revolution, number two, .org. This guy's just a normie. He had 52 protests going on around the country. There was one in Austin, Texas, but, you know, the state's kind of open. No one showed. Alex Jones was promoting it. So if you want to protest, and you're one of the... But this is full-scale Jew coup. Watch the show. I'm sorry. They're coming after us, man.
All right, Tony,
It could be Holodomor. It could be Holodomor. You'll know by the end of the month. Okay, thanks, sir.
Thank you so much. My apologies to Dan, Michael, and Bruce. And until next week, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slap in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.